Getting sober requires a lot more than mind over matter, a lot more than willpower. It's about leveraging the support around you. People in recovery typically need a mix of medical help, emotional support, and changes in lifestyle to manage their addiction, not just mental determination. As both a therapist and someone embracing the recovery lifestyle, there's one tool I always recommend to people needing extra accountability: SoberLink. SoberLink is a high-tech breath analyzer system designed to help you get and stay sober. And here's why I love it. You'll test the same day every day, eliminating testing anxiety. Friends and family receive instant test results, helping you rebuild trust and preventing relapse. Accountability is a part of that, and it's something to really be embraced. Devices have built-in facial recognition, so your support circle knows you're testing, and tamper-resistant sensors flag any attempts at trying to beat the system, so your sobriety is never questioned. So let 2024 be your best year yet. Visit soberlink.com/TAM to sign up and receive $50 off your device. That's soberlink.com/TAM. And let accountability be your guide.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Ollie.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Addicted Mind Plus, the podcast where recovery, mental health, and wellness take the front seat. I'm Dwayne Osterlund, and joining me is my co-host, Eric Osterlund, known for his insightful work on the Stuck Brain podcast. In each episode, we'll dive into actionable small steps to help those in recovery journey further along the path to wellness. Our conversations are designed to be concise, typically around 15 minutes, though we may occasionally delve deeper when the topic demands it. Our goal, to provide you with practical advice grounded in real experiences and expert insights to empower your recovery journey. So whether you're on a break, on a walk, or just taking a moment for yourself, join us as we explore the many facets of recovery and mental health, one small step at a time. This is The Addicted Mind Plus, where your journey to wellness gets an extra boost. So let's get started. I think we have a great episode today. We're going to talk about radical acceptance and how it'll help you with avoidance and escape responses and get out of that addiction cycle. And this episode goes well with our last episode, episode 8, Calming the Chaos Within and Finding Peace Through Meditation, because in a way, they both have mindfulness at their core. If you don't know what meditation is or you're not sure about that topic, go listen to that first. I think that's going to be really, really helpful as well. So let me ask you a few questions before we start. Do you have a lot of thought patterns like this? Like, I can't deal with this. This is not fair. I can't believe this is happening to me. Things should be different. You feel stuck. You're angry at the world. Or even if you're in a relationship and there's just constant nagging with your spouse, hoping that they will change, or you're disappointed by the choices that others make and you feel resentful of things that have happened in the past and you maybe hold grudges too long. So you have to ask yourself, how much time have you wasted stuck on these intense emotions that cause you to feel depressed and anxious and stuck in that addiction cycle?
Yeah, I know, Dwayne. And sometimes I can relate to this. I know I have dealt with some of those struggles in the past. And I imagine that everyone can relate to this on some level. Even if you're doing well, we all sometimes have to let things go. We can get stuck trying to run from stuff that we need to let go of. And the thing is, if you are continuing to have a lack of acceptance, then you are going to continue to repeat negative thought patterns and behaviors and continue to struggle with the addiction, anxiety, and depression. You are going to continue to get stuck in that addiction cycle. That's why this is important.
Absolutely. And if you're listening to this, I'm sure you're going to relate, because a lack of acceptance and these behaviors are common in everyone. In many ways, it can operate in the background. We may not even know that this is something we just need to let go of. We keep fighting it and we get stuck there. And this is where radical acceptance comes in. It's a skill we can learn to be able to accept things in our life, maybe certain behaviors or feelings or relationship patterns we can begin to accept and let go of. And that can also help us with our anxiety and depression. And we're going to go into the difference between these things, because it's not just about, I'm just going to accept things and give up. It's about accepting the moment as it is and looking for the opportunity to change and improve. So let's dive in, Eric. What is radical acceptance?
So before we dive in, let's talk about where the idea came from. I think that's very important for this segment. So the theory of radical acceptance goes back all the way to Buddhist teachings, but the term was first coined in 1993 by Marsha Linehan. So that's the version that we're going to talk about today. Marsha Linehan, if you don't know, is the creator of DBT, Dialectical Behavioral Therapy. DBT is a variant of the traditional CBT, Cognitive Behavioral Therapy. But the way it differs is it combines cognitive restructuring and with acceptance and mindfulness. Now, the interesting thing about DBT is that she created it to help her own self with her own mental health struggles when she was younger. Now, DBT is pretty robust type of therapy. It is commonly used for personality disorders, suicidal behaviors, eating disorders, and even substance use disorders. But today, we are going to be focusing on one aspect of DBT. That's the radical acceptance. So, Duane, let's dive into that.
Yeah, so let's jump in and break this down in more detail. So when we're looking at radical acceptance, we're going to look at the first part, which is called radical. And when Marsha Linehan was doing this, she was saying that radical means all the way. Complete, total. I mean, you do it completely. That means acceptance comes from all of you. It comes from your heart. It comes from your mind. It comes from your body. It's really when you stop fighting the reality of the situation in front of you. You stop getting angry about it and you let it go. And with that, often you let go of the bitterness that might come with trying to fight for something that's in front of us that we can't change, that we can't fix, that we can't do anything about. Now, the hard part about that is to understand that we're not saying that you're giving up, but what we're saying is in the moment, you are accepting reality as the way it is fully, and you're letting go. And so what really has to be accepted here? Reality as it is. The facts about the past and the present are facts, even if you don't like them. That's the hard part about this. We may not like what is in front of us, but it's what it is. Doesn't mean we're giving up on change, but we're realizing there are certain things that are just out of our control, out of our power. And knowing that everything has a cause, you know, even events and situations that cause you pain and suffering, they're there because there's a cause for that. Doesn't mean they're not painful. Doesn't mean they don't hurt. But we don't have the power to change that piece. And we have to accept that. And realizing as we work through that acceptance, that life can be worth living even with some of these painful events in it. So it's important to understand that rejecting reality is not going to change it. It doesn't change reality even if you reject it. You know, before we can make change, and this is a really hard thing sometimes to understand, especially when we're surrounded with a lot of pain, is that we have to accept reality as it is in front of us now to actually be able to change it. When we try to avoid it and escape it and pretend that the reality in front of us isn't there, that actually causes us more pain and we don't get to change it. So change starts with accepting reality as it is. Pain can't be avoided. I mean, it's nature's way of signaling that something is wrong to us and we need to pay attention to it. And when we reject that pain and we don't practice acceptance, that is really where we increase suffering in our life because we're trying to push away what is there. And I'm not going to say that that's easy all the time. Sometimes that's really, really hard because some things are incredibly painful. But they are what they are. But by refusing to accept reality, you get stuck in unhappiness, bitterness, anger, sadness, shame, and all the other painful emotions. And so it's important to work on this radical acceptance. One of the things that Marsha Linehan said, and I really like this, we know we're in acceptance when we feel a deep sense of sadness or grief or loss, but a deeper sense of calmness usually follows once we're able to do that and we stop trying to fight reality. She has another statement, which I really, really like as well. And that's, the path out of hell is through misery. By refusing to accept the misery that is part of climbing out of hell, you fall back into hell. Now, it's important to look at this too from this perspective, because we want to talk about what radical acceptance is not. Radical acceptance is not approval. It's not compassion. It's not love. It's not passivity. And it's definitely not against change. This is the really hard part to understand. Acceptance is not about giving up. It's about looking at reality as it is so you can make strategic change in your life. And I think once we get to understand that concept, it makes it easier for us to pursue radical acceptance. This is a cognitive and emotional experience that we go through. And sometimes, man, when things have gone hard in our life, it sucks to say, this is just what it is right now.
Yeah. And that's why a lot of people don't want to practice radical acceptance. It's because they believe if they accept a situation, that means that they are in agreement with what happened, or if they are saying okay to that situation. And that's just not true. And the second reason why a lot of people don't want to practice radical acceptance is that they don't want to acknowledge that emotional pain that would come from accepting the situation. Usually we have, like you said earlier, that intense emotional response, but then we get through that, we move through that. And the problem with avoiding those emotions is that it causes more anxiety, depression, and then addiction behaviors in the long run. So that's why it's so important just to dive into these emotions. If you try not to feel pain, you also are not going to feel joy, happiness either. Most likely, if you're denying your sense of pain, you're also going to become numb, which in the long run is not healthy either. And some factors that interfere with radical acceptance. One is you don't have the skills for acceptance. You don't know how to accept really painful events or facts. That we see commonly. Another factor is you believe that if you accept a painful event, you are making light of it, or like we said earlier, approving of that fact, and nothing will be done to change or prevent future painful events. And another factor we see is emotions get in the way. Unbearable sadness, anger at the person or group that caused the painful event, rage at the injustice of the world, overwhelming shame about who you are, and guilt about your own behaviors. These three factors are what prevent a lot of us from practicing radical acceptance.
Yeah, those painful emotions just can really get us stuck. We just don't want to go there. We just don't want to accept it. We don't want to face those emotions. So we just keep denying reality to try and not feel it. But it just, in the end, makes it worse. I think a good idea would be to go over some radical acceptance statements and what those statements might look like. So one example is, if you're having really difficult emotions, which we see a lot when we're struggling with addiction, you could practice radical acceptance by just starting to practice a statement like this. I will survive, and this feeling will fade, even though this feeling feels painful right now. So when we go back and we look at radical acceptance, we are accepting it as it is right now. I'm accepting that these emotions are difficult and they're hard in this moment. I'm going to be okay. It's painful and it hurts, but I know this will pass. I know that I will move on to something different later. So you're accepting it as it is right now.
Yeah. And for those of you having anxiety, one that I like to use is, it's possible for me to feel anxiety, but still manage the situation in an effective way. I see that quite a bit when somebody has an anxious event coming up, like a presentation or something that causes them anxiety. That's a great statement to say to yourself. It's possible to feel anxiety, but still manage the situation in an effective way.
Yeah, I think that's so true. You know, another one I was thinking about a lot, what comes up for addiction is grief and loss. And radical acceptance around grief and loss is something that I think we need to practice. When we lose something, sometimes it is gone, no matter what.
Yeah,
we would want it back. We would want it to be different. And as most people out there, I've had my own losses in my life. And that was something I really had to practice radical acceptance about. It was what it was, and it is what it is. And I had a choice to make. I could accept this and go into the sadness and the grief and the loss, and then work to make something meaningful out of it. And so I think radical acceptance plays a role there as well when we move through this stuff. But it can be hard to practice. It's not easy when we're in a lot of pain.
Yeah. And what I love about all these simple statements is that when you use them over time, you start to shape the way you look at the world around you. And in essence, change your thought patterns over time, which will result in you becoming emotionally tolerant and not being pushed around so much by your emotions. So these simple statements can change the way you think and your thought patterns over time, which is super important.
Yeah, when we practice radical acceptance, we can get out of that emotional turmoil and move forward. But I think it's also important to note that there are situations where radical acceptance is not appropriate. If you're in an abusive relationship, someone's treating you poorly, whether it's at work or at home or with a partner, or even if you're intentionally not taking action out of fear, I think that's important to note as well. Acceptance may become an obstacle to actually improving your situation or standing up for yourself. So we have to be aware of that. In the moment, we can radically accept that this is where I am, but at times we do need to take action. When we're looking at radical acceptance, we also have to look at when it's not appropriate.
Yeah, Duane, I totally agree with you. There are times when we need to balance this out. It's not black or white. But let's move on to how do I start? What are my first steps? Step one is you're going to pay attention to the body. Notice when you start to feel triggers of resistance. Notice when you can't accept something. That's the first step, is you're going to pay attention to the body and how you feel, and you're going to start trying to notice things. The second step is once you notice that you're having these feelings or these sensations, you're then going to remind yourself that there are causes for this reality that are outside your control. Think about what you would do if you were able to accept what happened. And then lastly, you're going to let yourself feel these emotions in a safe way. You're going to use relaxation techniques, mindfulness practice, journaling, and self-reflection to understand these emotions. So step one is acknowledging. Step two is reminding yourself that there are causes in this reality that are outside your control. And step three is letting yourself feel these emotions in a safe way. And the way you can do that is through relaxation strategies, mindfulness practice, journaling, and self-reflection to understand your emotions.
And as you do this and as you practice this, you're going to be able to accept that life can be worthwhile even when you're experiencing pain. Even when you have pain in your life, you can realize that it's worthwhile to be here and to walk through this process. Because with radical acceptance comes change. Once we can do this process and we can accept the reality as it is, we can then work to change it and become better and do things that are rewarding to us and meaningful to us.
Absolutely. And the research backs this up. DBT and radical acceptance have been researched quite a lot. There's tons of books on it. But the bottom line is that adding radical acceptance to your journey has positive results. It helps stop the addiction cycle. Now, as we always say, this won't solve every problem, but it is another tool that you want in your toolbox.
So what we're going to tell you to do is to take a moment this week in some situation that you're facing and see if you can practice some radical acceptance of it. It doesn't have to be the biggest situation in your life, but it can be something small that you can just go through this process and begin to work on it and grow this ability over time. If you haven't already listened to TAM Plus episode 8 calming the chaos within, finding peace through meditation. It goes really well with this episode because, in my opinion, mindfulness is the center of dialectical behavior therapy. If you want more information about radical acceptance, we created a free worksheet that you can download to help you apply this to your life today. Go to theaddictedmind.com/plus. There'll also be a link in the show notes, and just download it and start practicing this today. Check that out so that you can move through the emotional pain so you don't have to continue to suffer. Thank you for listening to The Addicted Mind Plus. If you got a lot out of this episode, please share it with a friend. And even better, write us a review on whatever podcast app you're using. That would be really awesome as well. It helps the podcast get found, and we really appreciate it. All right, everyone, have a wonderful rest of your day, and we'll talk to you on the next episode. Thank you for tuning into The Addicted Mind Plus. We hope today's episode has brought you valuable insights and a small step to support your journey in recovery, mental health, and wellness. For more information about this episode and additional resources, please visit our website at theaddictedmind.com/plus. And if there's a topic you're eager to hear about or a question you'd like us to explore, we'd love to hear from you. Reach out to us at theaddictedmind.com and let us know your thoughts. Your journey is important, and we're here to support you every step of the way. Until next time, take care and keep stepping forward on your path to wellness.
It's easy to blame ourselves for our struggles with alcohol. We see people around us being able to control their drinking without any consequences, yet no matter what we try, we can't seem to figure it out for ourselves. My name is Jillian Teets, and I am the host of the Sober Powered Podcast, where I use my biochemistry background to explain the latest research in addiction and help you understand both why you drink the way you do and how to develop the skills and mindset you need to find freedom from alcohol. I discuss topics like why we think about our drinking 24/7, why we have no off switch, and why we crave alcohol. If you're struggling with your drinking or you know someone who is, then I hope that you will check out the Sober Powered Podcast. New episodes every Friday. See you there.